Most of the Australians who were on board the Diamond Princess cruise ship are now on board an evacuation flight due to land in Darwin this morning. But because of serious concerns about the ship's quarantine standards, they'll have to spend another 2 weeks in isolation in Darwin to make sure they don't spread the virus when they return. Another 79 people tested positive yesterday, bringing the total infections on board to 621. Our North Asia correspondent Jake Sturmett reports from Tokyo's Haneda Airport.
Busloads of Australians escorted by police and rolling towards freedom. All were wearing masks and being driven by officials in full protective outfits. Australian Vera Koslova-Fu was on the bus, and for her the departure couldn't come soon enough.
Whether it be crew or whether it be us, we all want to just get off this damn ship. Basically, not because they've mistreated us or anything, it's just this whole ordeal. We just want to get off.
More than 150 Australians have finally escaped the confines of the cabins they've called home for 2 weeks. But not everyone was so lucky. At least one Melbourne woman tested positive yesterday, and her family decided to stay with her on the ship. This outbreak came from an 80-year-old passenger from Hong Kong who'd had the virus while on board in late January, but authorities only discovered he'd tested positive after he left, and what he left behind was a trail of infection that has spread throughout the Diamond Princess, leaving more than 600 passengers and crew in hospitals across Japan with the virus. And now questions are being asked about just how this situation spiralled out of control. Professor Kentaro Iwata, a Japanese doctor who volunteered on the ship, blasted his government, saying the most basic of protocols hadn't been followed.
The cruise ship was completely inadequate in terms of the infection control. There was no distinction between the green zone, which is free of infection, and the red zone, which is potentially contaminated by virus.
Vera Koslova-Fu is just happy to be off the ship. She says she considered turning down the ticket and travelling around Japan instead, but ultimately there was just too much uncertainty because Australians who don't take up that evacuation flight won't be allowed back home for 14 days.
That daunting, is it just the 14 days, is something that is nobody can confirm. So if Australia decides that, oh no, the pandemic is getting worse, so you're going to have to stay away, you're not allowed to come in, then we are basically stuffed. So that's the crunch. Am I happy that I'm going to be going into another 14 days of quarantine? Absolutely not. But I am happy I'm going to be on Australian soil.
And firmly on Australian soil for some time. She says she's in no rush to get on another cruise ship. This is Jake Sturmer in Tokyo reporting for AM.